CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stocks found some relief as investors went bargain hunting for beaten down retail stocks, and the minutes of the last Federal Reserve meeting held no unpleasant surprises. The S&P 500 index rose nearly 1% Wednesday, reaching a one-week high that places it more than 4% above last Friday's 14-month low. Upbeat results from Nordstrom and an outlook from Dick's Sporting Goods for a still sturdy consumer allowed the retail sector as a whole to bounce some 7% on the day after having fallen by more than 30% so far this year. Any reason to worry less about the consumer is welcome to investors who've been struggling with a softer run of data and rising worries about a recession on the horizon. The Fed minutes from its May meeting mostly repeated what was known. 0.5% rate hikes are likely, both in June and July, and the path from there will depend on how inflation behaves in the coming months. No guarantee there of a less vigilant policy outlook, but with the S&P 500 already having dropped nearly 20% to its lows, the absence of new, more challenging news can be enough to stabilize the market for a day. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.